quite strange.
You're talking about them like they're sort of two different groups?
Yeah.
Of friends? It feels like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, people I'm close to are a different group to people you live with. Definitely. Mm. Like, I can act differently with them as well. Like, I act differently with people I'm close than I do.
Like, how so?
Like, I'm more confident with people I live with. You know, to be yourself, like, sometimes you hold back, don't you?
Yeah.
Things, I'm like that with people I'm close. Like, I have to get to know them before I let them get to know me. It's quite strange. I don't know why I do it, but... It's like if I go into, you know, when you start a new job,
yeah,
and everyone's already formed the friends, that's when I'm more like self-conscious and a bit, because you're going into a new group. Whereas at uni, it's quite easy because everyone's in the same position, so you just be yourself. That's all you can be.
Yeah. Do you get that feeling that people already knew each other on the course more than in the halls where everyone was strangers? Or was it the same sort of thing?
It was the same sort of thing, it's just I see them people more, so it gave me more time to... And plus we were out socialising, so when you drink, you get a lot more confidence to just chat, really.
So. I mean, yes, you do. I mean, has that been sort of quite an important part of meeting people and all that?
The socialising side, because the first day we moved in, the first thing we'd done was opened a bottle of wine and chatted and then went out, because you just... It's more loose with yourself, aren't you?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not afraid to say stuff.
Yeah, hard to do that in lectures.
Yeah, definitely. It takes a good couple of hours when in lectures you haven't got that time, have you?
Yeah,
it's like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So, cool. Can't really drink either, can you?
Well, I hope not. you're talking about... Like, so making plans for next year, and you've brought up next year like twice. Once is moving into a house, and, like finding housemates and all that sort of stuff. And that sounds pretty, so that's all pretty sorted.
Yeah.
How many are going to be in the house?
There's two houses of three where we're next door to each other. So three of us are in one, three of us are in the other. Girls. Because we thought six girls in one house and one bathroom. No way. Just wouldn't work, would it, really?
So, no, it doesn't.
So we thought if we live next to each other, we're still together, but...
Two bathrooms.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. So...
No, my first digs was two guys and eight girls with one bathroom.
Nightmare.
A big bathroom, doesn't matter.
Yeah. So that was alright. But I'm thinking next year maybe I want to live in a bigger house, because now's the only opportunity you're going to get to live with that amount of people.
Mm.
So I think next year we're not going to... think about the bad things, going to think about the good things. And because this year it was like, oh, not enough bathroom space, whereas next year I'm just going to be, go for it. But then the work's, the good thing about that is, because there's only three of us, we're going to do our work.
Yeah.
We're not going to be distracted or...
How's that been this year?
Not too bad really, because when I've got work to do, I go to the library. So like, I shut myself away and spend all day there. Everything, but it's just at night, like you're tempted to go out when really you should get up in the morning and do it's just. And then we go around and watch TV together, and you can end up being there all night when you've got things to do. But you know when you've got to do something, so you know when, like, enough's enough, really. Well, I do anyway, so.
You looked a little glum saying that. I'd much rather be going out.
But, you know when you've got to do something, don't you? When something's got to be done. It's like with revision, I stayed in for 2 weeks and like just focused on that. Didn't really see much of anyone. And it's benefited, really. Well, I hope so. We'll find out.
Soon find out. We are the friends of the same sort of mindset.
Especially in our flat, it was like, right, like what if one of us woke up early and the others would wake each other up and have breakfast and then we'd revise.
So it was actually quite supportive.
Yeah, it was really
a distraction.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah. Everyone was like that, really. And we'd have little breaks together and like every couple of hours and stuff. So it was really good.
Cool.
That's why I didn't go to the library, because like, if I go to the library, I'd just be sat there thinking, I wonder what they're doing. But
you
it was really
know,
good.
They're just
then.
Sitting at their own desk doing their own thing.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not that interesting after all.
Asking each other questions and stuff. So it was really good. It was quite helpful.
But you're not. No, there's no one in your flat that's on the same course or anything,
no.
So you weren't like sharing work.
No.
Or Talking about like friendship more generally.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you to be friends with someone?
Everything, I think, really. Like, I'd rather sit with someone, because I hate to be on my own. One of those people who I like to be around people and interacting with people all the time, so it does mean quite a lot to me. Plus, I think you need friends. It's like a necessity in life that you need.
Just for, what do you need friends for?
Like, support. Someone to rely on and trust, and just someone to have a good time with and spend your life with, really, isn't it? Like, I'd rather spend my life with someone than on my own.
Mm.
So it's quite important to me.
Have there been times to say when you've needed support from your friends?
I think it was when I was coming to uni, really. That was the main, because I needed to know that they're still going to be, like my friends back home are still going to be there, and definitely. Yeah. But nothing serious has really happened yet, anyway, touch wood, I really need them. But I just need them for everyday things. Like, they just mean quite a lot to me, my friends do. Like my family, really. Like an extended family, so, to me. So I find it quite sad when I see people who are quite lonely and stuff, because for me that would be the worst situation to be in. Like, don't know about yourself, but it's very...
Yeah, there's always a couple. I guess you see them in like, courses and all that sort of stuff. They don't seem to engage with people and stuff.
It's quite sad, really. Just, like our flatmate, I do try and make the effort with her because I just think...
It must
be so hard for her. Because we're all quite bubbly characters and...
And is she unhappy?
She doesn't seem to be. Because I've spoken to her about things, like how are you finding it here and stuff, and she quite likes it. She's thinking about changing her course next year. She's not too settled with her course, but she seems okay. And she's living with friends next year, because I was worried she'd be on her own again in our halls. Yeah. So I spoke to her about that.
Okay. Can you think of, like, a particular act of kindness that a friend has done for you, or something a friend's done for you, or something, a way that a friend's been particularly kind to you?
I don't really know. Just trying to think of like an example in my head. Just like times when you're upset and they're there for you. Just general things like that, really, because they're all quite kind friends, mine are.
Yeah.
Very supportive, and if there's something wrong, they'll help you out. But generally, like, we all do stuff for each other, like kind things. Like, my friend's uncle passed away last week, and it was his funeral on Tuesday, and obviously, I couldn't be there because at university I had exams and stuff, so it was just like little phone calls to like show your support and stuff. Like, you get the same back as well. So it's not just like, I'm giving, you're getting support back as well.
And you find that with all your friends, it's sort of equally give and take. What does it mean, support? Like, to support a friend? What's involved with that?
It can just be a conversation, or even just like a little bit of affection. And the look they give you, that they know something, just saying that it's going to be alright. It's like just affection, really. Because we are quite close, we do like sit and cuddle and stuff, like, which you don't normally see, but us girls, we're like quite close in that respect. So it's easy to see if something's up with someone, because you know them that well. So it's just like affection and just little like expressions they give you, so you know.
Especially the ones you live with them.
Yeah, exactly.
You get to know them. 2 minutes and 49 seconds have been deleted at this point for ethical reasons. Have you been let down by a friend?
Yeah.
That's quite definite.
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Can you tell me about that?
Well, she was very... You know when you have one of those friends who... We've been friends since nursery. So, like, we have actually grown up together.
Quite literally.
And it was through a boyfriend, she betrayed me. So like, them two sort of had intercourse together and behind my back. So it was quite a doom on my...
What, a boyfriend of yours?
Yeah,
that she
did.
Pilfered.
Yeah.
So, how long ago was that?
It's about 2 years ago now.
Okay.
2 or 3 years ago.
So this is college type era?
Yeah, just before the year just before college, okay. It was. So right. GCSE time.
Yeah.
And that did affect me. Looking back now, it really did affect me quite
what,
badly.
What sort of?
Like psychologically, like now, I find it harder to trust people in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And her is like, because it wasn't the fact it was him, it was who done it, like it was that particular friend, the one who'd grown up with, who knew me the best.
Yeah.
It was just a proper, like, we relied on each other for it. Like, people used to say, oh, where's your partner in crime? If they saw me to me and the same to her, like, they'd expect the other one to be around the corner.
Mm.
It was really difficult. It was a difficult time.
Are you in touch with her now?
Yeah, well, she's actually living with us next year, so it's quite strange. She's a girl who's not settled down properly here.
Oh, so, you mentioned
yeah.
her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's her. She, But then if we talk about it, like the girl I was on about before, who we talked about, who lives in Ireland, she thinks, like, I'm too soft and I'm too... Like she said, if it was her, she wouldn't look at her again. But then I think that's my problem, I'm too soft and too... Like, I can't just forget about someone who is that close to me. You know, if doing something like that, I'd rather put it behind.
You don't think it's too soft?
But... No. But then when I talk to people about it, I sit there and think, maybe I am being too soft. Do you see what I mean?
I do see what you mean. I'm trying to... I want to make you say it, though.
It's quite strange. But... I don't know. I just didn't want something like that to come between us. But then it is really quite a...
And take it that she and the ex-boyfriend are not still together.
No, they were, but that was the annoying thing. She came to me when he split up with her.